I'm Michelle Billman for Reno Public Radio News. Some Reno business owners, like Mark McKinnon, are getting letters telling them that they are in violation of city ordinances because they're not using the company Waste Management to haul their trash and recycling. Our contributor, Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, has been reporting on this situation, and he gave me the latest update on it. Bob, the letter that some business owners, like Mark McKinnon, are getting in the mail actually threatens jail time if they don't switch trash companies for their businesses. What is this all about?
So the city has been issuing notices of violation saying that if your business is not using Waste Management for all your waste collection, that you are then in violation of the city's franchise agreement with Waste Management. The city is interpreting that agreement to be basically exclusive for Waste Management. However, historically, what's been said is that when the franchise agreement was approved in 2012, that the city council approved an agreement that at that time they believed allowed for other waste haulers to handle some recyclable material.
And you've spoken to council member Paul McKenzie about this pretty extensively. What are his concerns?
McKenzie's concerns are that he doesn't believe that the spirit of the franchise agreement as it was intended when it was drafted and signed is being followed. That spirit would allow for these small haulers to continue to stay in business and serve other businesses to pick up their recycling. So what's happening now is that the city is interpreting the franchise agreement to be pretty exclusive to Waste Management. That means that they're really saying that businesses have to use Waste Management for recycling. And some of the business owners are really protesting that. They're very happy with the service provided by some of these other companies.
Are there other factors at play regarding why the city is siding with Waste Management?
Yeah, so Waste Management feels that the city should be enforcing the franchise agreement by sending these notices. They really want the city to enforce their pretty close to exclusive arrangement to collect all these waste materials. So that is one factor. I believe the city is taking that position, issuing these notices to the business owners, and that's really where the rub is right now.
What's next for this? It looks like it's a pretty evolving situation.
There's pending litigation on different fronts. This is a very complex story. At this point, I believe it's in the hands of the courts right now.
Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.